Language purge, don't say homosexual or mate, UK deep state civil servants told. By Kurt Zindelka on January 18, 2023. Words such as homosexuality and mate should not be used. Civil servants at the Home Office were reportedly told during yet another woke language code presentation. Staff at the UK's Home Office, the department tasked with key government functions such as dealing with immigration, crime, and terrorism, were reportedly forced to sit through a lecture on leftist ideals surrounding language, including the use of novel gender pronouns and the words or phrases that are apparently no longer acceptable. A leak of the presentation obtained by the Westminster gossip site Guido Fox revealed that civil servants at the Home Office were told that they should refrain from referring to someone as a homosexual or using the word homosexuality, as it could reduce the person to purely sexual terms, and that people tend to use gay instead, as homosexual is generally considered a medical term now. The language police went on to say that words such as butch, femme, preoperative and postoperative, sex change, and transsexual. The phrase transgendered was also banned, as it suggests a condition of some kind. While transgenderism was also put on the no-no list, as the presenters claimed that the word suggests an ideology that could be argued against, demonstrating that this is indeed an ideological struggle in nature. Civil servants were instructed to abstain from saying anything that implies being LGBT plus is a choice, such as the phrases sexual preference or gay lifestyle, or anything that implies bi people are greedy, undecided or going through a phase. Another banned word was the British term of endearment mate. However, it is unclear from the material in the leak as to why exactly it was deemed offensive. The government employees were then told that they should respect a myriad of gender pronouns, including neo pronouns like Z or A. In a lunchtime presentation on gender identities for the Home Office's Homeland Security Group, which is tasked with protecting the nation from terrorism, staff were informed that some people may use mixed pronouns, meaning that they may use he or they or she or they. People use mixed pronouns for many different reasons. There's no one size fits all for NB, gender non-binary people or people that use mixed pronouns, just as there isn't for men or women, the civil servants said. Staff were also told that they should include their preferred pronouns in emails and to use neutral words when unaware of the preferences of another. Don't assume the gender of the person's partner, they were told. If you're not sure, ask. But avoid intimate questions about body parts, sex life, relationships, etc. The civil service, the supposedly politically neutral bureaucracy that staffs the various governmental departments in Britain, has increasingly been infected by left-wing ideology. For instance, civil servants were previously told during a diversity training session that Britain is a racist country and that they should never contradict co-workers from ethnic minority backgrounds. Woke anti-racist reading lists for government employees have also included works from radical critical race theory advocates such as Ibram X. Kendi and Robin DiAngelo. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.